A lot of guys have talked about, you know, winning close games, winning on the road. This is a more mature team. Quarterback's a year older. Everyone's, for the most part, together. Guys, maybe, you know, do you feel more prepared for to sustain this early season success?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't really look at it like that. I think, you know, I think it's good that we're winning close games. I think that that's always a good sign. You know, there's a lot of – most of the wins in this league are going to be close. I mean, I think most of the games in the NFL are usually decided by a touchdown or less a lot of the time. So the ability to close out close games ends up making the difference between playoffs or not. So the fact that we're doing that right now is good. There's still things that we got to improve on, still things we got to get better at. And, you know, even though it's good to win close games, it's also good to put up a lot of points and make them a lot less close. So I think that, you know what, we just got to stick the course, realize that there's still things that we got to improve upon, and go from there.
What do you kind of remember from last year after that 3-0 start there?
I mean, I remember we lost a lot of games in the middle of the season there. We had a good start and a good finish last season. The middle of the road wasn't very good for us. And I think that, you know, as we've said before, we lost a lot of really close games. And I think the emphasis is just to, you know, make sure that we're continually getting better, continually realizing what we need to improve upon in order to make sure that that doesn't happen again.
We've seen Carson the last couple of weeks running a little bit more. And you see, especially this year, not making the mistake, you know, in situational football. And have you seen an improvement in that, that he is not going to, in a certain situation, make a big mistake?
I mean, I think he's been great so far this season. I thought he was great at the beginning of last season, though, too. Didn't he have, like, the longest streak for a rookie without an interception? I don't know if I remember that.
Yeah, like one of the
so, you know, I don't know. I try not to really do too much comparisons. I think Carson's doing great right now for us, and I think that he's obviously more comfortable being a year in and being a full offseason as a starter and having everything structured around him. And some of the calls he's making and everything at the line is a little bit above where it was last year for sure. And we're putting more on his shoulders as a result. So, I mean, he's been outstanding so far.
For you guys to start 3-1 and then now have 5 of the next 7 at home at the Link, how much of an advantage is that to playing for your own fans, even though that Chargers game kind of felt like a home game away from home?
I mean, it's great. Obviously, on the road, what, we were 1-7 last year or something like that. Yeah. I don't know what the exact stat was. Something bad.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, we need to win road games. I mean, and I think that the fact that we're 2-1 right now on the road, coming into a home stretch here where we have, what, 4 out of the next 5, I think, are at home.
4 or 5.
Either way, you know, it's huge. I mean, I think that winning on the road is important, especially with how we've been playing at home and how our fans have been at home and the tough environment the teams are going to be in coming into our house. It's always good.
The last couple of weeks, you guys have closed out these games with running the ball really well. Have you seen, especially in the fourth quarter, maybe LeGarrette as well, there's on the defense, not so interested in tackling and because of how big he is and at that point in the game?
Yeah, I don't know if it's an interest thing or, you know, it definitely seems like more guys are bouncing off of him, especially later. I mean, there was a clip from last game where I had, you know, the nose guard blocked, but he reaches out to make an arm tackle and LeGarrette runs right through him. And that's a lot. I mean, that's a 300-pound man that he's running through with ease. He's been running unbelievably the last 2 weeks. And, you know, it's really, really fun to watch. It makes your job as an offensive lineman that much easier. And everybody else feeds off of that, I can guarantee you that.
How are you guys able to stay so in sync when you have the rotation going on at left guard alongside you?
You know, I think that we've gotten a lot of reps with both those guys, JP and I in particular, obviously. So, you know, it's not like we're throwing somebody in there that we have never really seen or been with before. You know, obviously we played a lot of football last year with Wisniewski. And then Chance has been a guy that we've repped a lot in there this offseason and whatnot. So, you know, we just go about it. And it doesn't change too much up, just a little bit of a feel here and there. But for the most part, you're kind of just going out there and playing football.
Is there any one big reason why the run game has clicked so well these last 2 weeks?
I think there's a couple reasons. I think obviously we've run the ball more, so we've had more opportunities. And then the other thing is that we've made it a point ourselves to play harder. I think that's the biggest thing. When you look at the running game, the difference between the first 2 games and the second 2 games, it just seems like a more intense, a more demonstrative physical running game, even if it's an outside zone play, refusing to go down as a running back or blocking through the end of the whistle as an offensive lineman. That can make the difference in between a 4 or 5 yard gain or a 68 yard run or whatever LeGarrette had last week. So I think all of that stuff is culminating into a much better running game. Everybody.
Was there something that happened in the film room when meeting with Stout that just sparked?
We're running the same stuff. We're running the same stuff. We're doing the same things. I think just, you know, everybody is playing a lot better in sync and a lot more physical and finishing plays.
How much fun is it as an offensive lineman when you have a 4 minute offense that is really 6:44 to end that game? Everybody tries to spread everybody out now. How much is fun is it just to run block and tee off on people?
We did pass the ball a couple of times in that drive. I mean, I think it's always more fun to run block. I always love it when the run play comes in, but I don't really try and get on the coaches too much or get on anybody for choosing to pass or spread it out. I think you try and do whatever the defense is giving you, whatever gives you the best chance to be successful at the time. It seems like we've been running more quarterback sneaks this year because we've had a lot of success so far doing them. So obviously I'm in favor of calling that, but I don't, you know, if somebody came up and was doing something grossly different to stop certain plays, it's not like I want to just bang my head against the wall either. So it's always fun to run block, but I think that the coaches are doing a great job of putting us in good situations to be successful, and that's what I'm in favor of.